Teaching My Teacher by Prince Ihenkoro. Several years back, some youth from my branch and I were returning from an activity and were standing alongside a lonely road, waiting for a bus. Finally, we saw a car coming. It stopped, and the driver was my former teacher, Mr. Enamore. We had not seen each other for some years. With great joy on his face, he exclaimed, "Ihenkoro, it's been quite some time. You've grown big." Having him stop seemed a miracle, for we had been there for hours without seeing any cars. Now we would not even have to pay for a ride. As we drove, Mr. Enamore asked, "Where are you people coming from?" I replied, "From a church program." He said, "Oh, that's nice. How I wish every young person would attend church. This country would be fine." Then he asked, "Which church?" "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints," I told him. "Mormon? Are you a Mormon?" I said yes. He said, "That is not a church. I have heard about them." He pulled over and said we should get out of his car. We did. With a smile on my face, I said to him, "Thank you, sir, for the ride. I know you will one day bear testimony of this church." He drove away, and we stood for another hour and a half before we could get a bus home. I knew I would have to pay a price to be a good missionary. We all have to pay a price for anything of value. Our Savior showed us that when he paid the price for our sins. I wanted to share the gospel with Mr. Enamore, so I went to his house. He never allowed me in, but I dropped off several church pamphlets and a church magazine for him. Many months after that, I received a letter from him. In the letter he asked, "Please forgive me for what I did to you that evening. I owe you an apology and all our thanks. My family and I are now members of that church I was once against. I am now a Latter-day Saint." Brother Enamore and his family are strong members of the church in Abuja, Nigeria. He and his family have been sealed in the temple. He still writes me and always says, "I thank you for leading me to the light." We gain a living by what we get, but we gain a life by what we give. We can give the gospel and bring light to the lives of many others. People may forget what you say and what you do, but they don't forget how you make them feel. Go and make them feel good by giving them the gospel light. I have been blessed with great rewards for the small price I paid to share the gospel with someone who at first spurned me for my beliefs. Note: Elder Prince Ihenkoro is serving a full-time mission in the Ghana Accra Mission. End of note. End of the article, Teaching My Teacher,